Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Give me a little quick recap of y'all's Cowboy takes on Dan Quinn and Joe Witt and Kellen Moore interviewing with the Philadelphia Eagles. Just a quick recap of your Cowboy takes last week.
I'm happy with the Dan Quinn hiring. I don't know that there's anything really not to like about it. I wouldn't want him necessarily to coach my team as the head coach, but I think as the defensive coordinator, especially going back to the cover three, well, I shouldn't say back to it, but going to a cover three, which is, you know, that might be advantageous to Diggs in the secondary, who kind of played that at Alabama. So, you know, I think it's just a more player-friendly defense for that. I like the idea of getting Dan Quinn in here. Kellen Moore interviewing with the Eagles. I mean, I wouldn't have wanted to see him leave. I wouldn't have necessarily been scared of him as a head coach, but I wouldn't have wanted to see him leave Dak Prescott. I mean, I think that he's really, really good for Dak right now.
I'm happy with the Dan Quinn hire as well. Again, hard to judge because he had the Legion of Boom.
Mm-hmm.
And then the reason we made fun of Mike Nolan when he got hired is because of his recent track record with the Falcons.
Yep.
What have the Atlanta Falcons been defensively as of late?
Let's see. What's that word? Bad.
Bad. Very bad. Dan Quinn oversaw that, and that's his specialty. So there's a little bit of a question there. It's just when I listen to Dan Quinn – and when you talk to people about Dan Quinn versus Mike Nolan, there's definitely a difference in terms of credibility and respect. A lot of Cowboy fans were not happy that Joe Witt got brought in here. Joe Witt is a connection to both Mike McCarthy and Dan Quinn. Joe Witt was apparently a possibility of a defensive coordinator hire. And people, some Tolos were concerned saying, yo, stop with the relationship hires. All right, stop with the connections with Mike McCarthy. And what I would say to that is you still have to let McCarthy hire his people. You have to. This is not a Jason Garrett situation where he's been here for 8 years. You've let him do it his way, but now I'm telling you Kellen Moore is going to run the offense. Or I'm telling you that Bill Callahan's going to call the plays. Or I'm telling you that Scott Linehan's going to take over. If you start undercutting Mike McCarthy, if you start telling him who he has to hire now, or you say, I don't care, you were with him, you hired Mike Nolan because you were tight, and I don't want you hiring another guy because you were tight. You can't do that this early into your brand. You believe, it is too early for your belief that Mike McCarthy is the answer to it to have gone away and expired.
Yeah.
You cannot in his second year start showing so much doubt that he's not allowed to hire someone that he believes should be in his program. That's my feeling on Joe Witt. And Dan Quinn to me is a much more respectable name than Mike Nolan was.
Yeah, and you know, to me there's a difference between hiring a friend of yours to run a defense or run a, you know, the opposite side of the ball, as opposed to hiring a guy who knows how to run the new DC's system who also happens to be a friend. Right? You're not just hiring a friend. You're hiring a friend who also happens to be an expert in what you're wanting to run.
Yeah. Quinn hired Witt in Atlanta as the secondary coach. So
right.
McCarthy knows Witt through that, and Dan Quinn knows Joe Witt because he hired him in Atlanta.
And there's nothing wrong with Dan Quinn needing the help of somebody who is an expert in what he wants to run being
right
here. That to me is different than, like, you know, typically hiring your boys. You know, it's a little bit different. I get it. I get the questioning because there's a history with McCarthy of that, but I think it's a little bit different.
All right. So speaking of Dan Quinn, and thanks to Kevin Gray, man, what a beast. I'm telling you. And I said this a few weeks ago, our young guys at the station, the best collection of want to that I've seen in 10 years. And Kevin Gray, just out of the blue, cutting up Dan Quinn audio, sending us an interview that he did with the PFF podcast. And we'll go through some of the cuts here. What is Dan Quinn's first order of business to turn around the Cowboys defense?
Yeah, I think number one, you don't really have a real sense, you know, when you're going somewhere of what a team has. And that's kind of what, you know, my challenge is now to make sure I get a chance to watch everybody on tape, get a chance to see, you know, what their strengths are and see if we can put guys in spots, you know how to feature them. So think of like players first over the scheme part of it. And, you know, there'll be certainly, you know, guidelines that you want to fit guys into. But more than anything, what do you have and how to feature guys, you know, will drive a little bit of how you can play. But that's, you know, to me, the, you know, the top of the pile. So scheme-wise, you know, everybody has enough defense and flexibility to last for a while. It's about how to put guys in the best spots and also having guys who can play significant roles of doing, you know, certain things really, really well. So that's what I'm looking forward to, you know, getting a chance to visit and see these players and find out, like, all the unique stuff they have.
All right, now the age-old question with every single coach. Are you coming in and putting in your scheme no matter what? Or are you going to adjust the scheme around the players?
There's a little bit of both. And certainly you want, like when you're going into a new place, you want to find, you know, what some of the strengths are, you know, in terms of the current thing. You want to, you know, dig back. And for me, I had some time, unfortunately, to look at a long, big history of things that that I also liked, what needed to change, what would be some things that, I don't know, modernize is the word, or tweak, you know, to adjust so the system can, you know, can have some, you know, different looks to it. And so it'll certainly be part of that system. And then there's some other coaches here and some things that I want to implement. So let's find out the best way. So number one, like creating the identity where guys can play fast. I think every really good defense, you know, that has a part of, it's an aggressive front and they play that way. And that's, to me, is where it starts. So I'm looking forward to digging in on all those topics. But at the end of the day, how much you play of one thing or another, that'll depend a little bit on the players.
You know, I understand that, you know, most coaches come in and, like you said, the first clip, you know, you don't really have a great handle on the personnel. You haven't coached them. You haven't seen them. I would like to think they would look at least, you know, height, weight, measurables. Hey, could this guy fit in this position? You know, Parcells was big on that. You know, you want to have a minimum of this weight to play defensive end in a 3-4. You want to have this weight to play outside linebacker in a 4, whatever. You know,
and the Seattle corners. The Seattle corners had a prototype that we talked about here when Chris Richard was coaching. Dan Quinn was the Seattle defensive coordinator with these big players, big guys in the secondary.
Yep, you had a guy in the secondary who was like 240 pounds, like a basically like a linebacker. So you can't recreate that. You know, that's the one thing, and that's the one. And I know everyone. Hey, we want to recreate the Sean McVay offense. We want to recreate the Kansas City Chiefs offense. We want to recreate the Legion of Boom. Well, dude, you don't have Cam and Earl and Sherman and Browner. And you don't have Mahomes, and you don't have Tyreek Hill, and it's really hard if you don't have Travis Kelce. You could try all you want to recreate, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's always a player's league.
Sure. Every league is.
Every league is. Yep, you're right.
Every league is. And the other thing I wrote down, what Dan Quinn just said there, playing fast, Mike Nolan, first off, one other thing I should include in this hire. This hire is Jerry Jones going back to Rod Marinelli. That's what this is. This is, the scheme was a mistake. We were just fine and happy being 15th. We were fine and happy being in the middle of the league defensively. We may have given up a lot of points and not given up a lot of turnovers, but if we go back to giving up 20 points again And we may not have been schematically challenging or confusing to anyone, but we played hard and everyone knew what they were doing. Jerry got a time machine and is just trying to take it back to 2 or 3 years ago, because they're telling us the Mike Nolan thing was a mistake. Jerry told that to KMC when he took responsibility for changing up things in the offseason. He underestimated the COVID impact. So this is the Cowboys saying, you know what? If we never would have left Rod Marinelli's results, we would have been just fine and happy because of the offense that we think we have. And let me also say this. We just talked about talent, and that matters the most in every league. It won't matter what the hell Dan Quinn draws up around here.
No.
It won't matter what scheme he runs. The Dallas Cowboys defense does not have talent.
No, they don't.
Let me say it one more time for everyone. This group of players and personnel is nowhere near good enough. So you can bring in Buddy Ryan, and you can bring in Dave Wannstedt, and you can bring in Dom Capers on the same staff. Won't matter a lick. Because this team on defense stinks.
Yeah.
And they're nowhere near good enough. So everyone keep that in mind before we think that Dan Quinn's going to come in here and be so much better than Mike Nolan.
Totally agree. Now, there's a chance. You know, they could draft a few guys. You know, maybe they're lucky. Maybe they get Patrick Surtain. You know, maybe they get Caleb Farley. Maybe they get lucky. Maybe they get some decent players in here. Maybe they get a great second-round draft pick that nobody expects to fall. But I ain't counting on that one or two players completely transforming it.
And they're going to be better by default because they're going to be better. I shouldn't say default. They're going to be better because of comfort. All right, mm-hmm. So these guys had to learn something brand new, and now these guys, Vander Esch, Jalen Smith, DeMarcus Lawrence, whatever corners stick around here, whatever safety guys stick around here, and they're going to say, oh, okay, this is a defense that we've known for years here that we're more familiar with. Let's go back to that instead of what Mike Nolan was trying to do schematically. So just out of comfort, the Cowboys defense has to be better, but they are void of talent. They just are. Speaking of the stereotype, this question was asked. Dan Quinn, new Cowboys defensive coordinator, are you going to try to get those corners in here? This whole secondary might be revamped. Everyone's a free agent. Everyone's looking to replace everyone. At least I am. You got Richard Sherman, Cam Chancellor, Earl Thomas, even though he's a smaller guy. Are those the prototypes you're going to try to fit on the Cowboys?
Yeah, and I think so. Knowing they have, what you're trying to do is find some of the traits that a player has that's similar to that. You may not, you know, find every 230-pound safety that can hit like a truck, but there are going to be some that have really good, you know, physicality qualities to them. You may not find, you know, a corner who's got, you know, 33s and has, you know, crazy good ball skills, you know, like Sherm. But what you can find is, like, how important ball skills are for corners, you know, the ability to stop and plant. And that's like one of the things that made Richard so great. Recall, like how smart he is. I can clearly remember, like, we were playing Carolina in the first year I was there, and the team had played Carolina when I wasn't there the year before. And he just, you know, leaned over and said, hey, against this formation, this route is coming. And I went back, you know, to the previous season to look, sure enough, he was right. And they had played him like middle of the year, so it wasn't like the last game and he remembered it, you know, to start the season. But like a player who has that kind of recall, those are traits of like smart and recall, like, that are hard to, you know, they don't necessarily show up on tape or in a measurable, but they have unique stuff to them.
Man, I'll tell you, one thing you could tell about the Seattle secondary, they were smart guys. They were smart football players. And you need you know you can't just be this great at it. You gotta have a high football IQ, and sometimes we question the football IQ, not the IQ, the football IQ on some of the players, in the secondary last year. And I hope it's just they were just overmatched and out schemed, and that they're not low football IQ guys, because that's tough to overcome.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.